Hi, everybody. This is the one and only Mr. Dennis Diaz, Commander-in-Chief of the Diaz Attack Force that rescues men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. And number one, thank you, everybody, that have been downloading the podcast, the Hot Unchained Voices of Survivor, and the whole nine yards. And today, me and Tank, we were talking because we working out. I mean, he's a tank, and you guys already know why. And I want to be a mini tank, maybe, you know? I got to get stronger and get that Marine Corps body as we know it.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. But I want a six-pack, too.
You got this.
Absolutely. And so I've been asking him questions about whey protein and so on, and this guy is so knowledgeable that I'm like, you know what? Just grab a mic, grab the headset, and let's just do a special episode. So tonight, right now, we have Tank, and with no further ado, we're not even wasting time. Tank, welcome back to the show, man. Man, I miss you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, so I was telling the audience that a lot of people are interested to actually catch some pedophiles and the whole nine yards. And awesome. They want to work out and so on.
Sure. But send them my way. I'll get them in shape.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely wanted to know someone by so that the people that are working out at home in different states, mm-hmm. what they can actually do. And I know we were talking about some whey protein and so on and so on.
Sure.
And how does that stuff work, man? Because I don't know crap, I promise.
So first off, I would strongly advise finding a diet that fits your body mass index, fits your genetics. Genetics are very, very important when it comes to building muscle, getting that body that you want, especially a lot of bodybuilders. It's like one of the hardest things to get into is bodybuilding due to the fact that their genetics are off, okay? So if you want to, you want promote healthiness. So anything that has to do with staying away from fatty foods. Fatty foods are really bad. Fatty foods are really, really bad. So you stay away from your saturated fats. Stay away from certain carbs. I mean, you can have some carbs in your diet and stuff like that. Obviously, don't go on a lot of carbs because carbs turn to sugar. So the other thing is build a routine around your work schedule. Okay, so if you know you have to work second shift, and if you're a single parent and you got to get your kids off the bus, it's very, very important to make sure that you at least keep 2 hours to yourself to work out. Some people can do it within 30 minutes, an hour. No, I don't play that. I'm a firm believer in hard work is what you put into it. Sometimes I'll work out for 3 hours, 4 hours. There's plenty of gyms in your neighborhood. Do some gym research, figure out the memberships. Gyms are a very, very important place to go to because, again, if you can't afford to have all the weights in your home, then you might as well invest in a gym membership. Always find a workout partner. Motivation is key. If you don't have a workout partner, get one. And where are you going to find one? That big guy in the gym. That big guy in the gym, 9 times out of 10, they're more likely to give you insight if you know how to ask. There's a lot of things called proper gym etiquette that you're also going to learn. They're going to teach you when you go to the gym what's proper gym etiquette. Okay? But don't get discouraged. Work hard, play hard. That's number one. Okay? Number two, make sure you have the proper supplements into your body. The first one that I am going to say is find whey protein. Whey protein helps with your immune system. It helps reduce the soreness when you're working out because every time you lift weights, what happens is you're ripping your muscles. And then your muscles that are ripped need time to heal, right? So you're going to be sore, all right? So get some whey protein. Whey protein helps with a lot of things. It helps with your heart. It helps with heart conditioning. It helps with the recovery time. It helps with, there's just so many things that whey protein helps with. Okay, second supplement you're going to need to get is called creatine. Creatine is extremely important. Again, helps with the recovery time. But the other thing that, creatine does, that whey protein doesn't do, is it promotes proper brain health, okay? Brain health is extremely important. That's how well you're thinking, how well you're able to react in high tense situations, okay? As a matter of fact, there's been a lot of scientific studies. I can't name them off the top of my head at the moment, but again, do some research and you'll understand what I'm saying is facts. There's been studies that given patients with Alzheimer's, creatine actually helped them with their brain, with their memory. So again, when you're lifting weights, what are you developing? You're developing muscle memory, right? So anything that has to do with your brain, your immune system, and anything that has to do with recovering of your muscles, you're going to want. You're going to want the whey protein. You're going to want the creatine. I do both. The third thing must be on your recovery list is omega-3. Omega-3 is extremely important. Not only does it help with preventing Alzheimer's disease, but it also helps with your libido. It helps with muscle recovery. It helps with blood flow. It helps with healthy skin, healthy hair. I mean, I don't have much hair, but but it does. It helps with a lot of things, okay? So omega-3 is very important. And where is omega-3 found naturally? Well, it's found naturally in fatty fishes. Salmon, sardines, you know, the fishes that are extremely fatty, but they're also extremely healthy for you. So omega-3 is a very, 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 very important protein that your body needs. Yep.
Yeah, so, all right, so taking some omega-3 protein and so on. Mm-hmm. And is that what you've been taking to be able, because a couple of days ago we went to the gym, and we're not sponsored by Planet Fitness, but you got to do what you got to do. So we were in Planet Fitness, and we go to this sledding machine, and he started putting 45-pound weights, like, boom, kaboom. What was the number again? Like,
20? I did a total of 1,518 pounds.
And that's all natural, no steroids, no drugs.
No steroids, no nothing. You don't need any of that crap. See, what a lot of people do when they take that stuff is, they say, oh, it's supposed to help with strength. It's supposed to help with this. Well, creatine does the same thing. Creatine also helps with your strength. That's to help you get your strength ups without dropping, okay? What I mean by dropping is everybody hits a plateau. A plateau is when you work out a certain amount, there's going to be a time where you're not going to be able to get past that PR. PR is your personal record, okay? There's a time where you're not going to get past your PR. Or it's going to be extremely, very, very slow before you can get past your PR. But that's natural. That's what causes that. That's called being a natural man. Anybody who takes trend steroids or anything like that, dude, you got to understand, dude, it makes your balls shrink, right? So if your balls are shrinking, can you still call yourself a man? No. Okay. Anything that you need to take that is not natural, you don't need it. You don't need it. Stay away from that crap, dude. I'm telling you. I've met bodybuilders and strongmen who can't even do half of what I do on a leg press machine, and I've never took a steroid in my life. I don't need it. Good food, proper diet, hard work, determination, grit, and you'll get it. I promise you, you'll get it.
Oh, yeah, that was... You guys should have seen the faces around him, man, because you see this guy, and he's big as heck. And all of a sudden, like, kapoom, kapoom, all these weights, like, the bar had no other space, and they were full of them bars. And he's just doing them. Like, it was definitely pretty cool. And that's one of the things that I did notice. We spend a lot of time together and so on. He doesn't do drugs. And, like, it's actually pretty cool to be able to see somebody doing all that. I want to get that way. I actually got on the machine myself. I tried to do it. The freaking thing didn't even budge. I think he was trying to hold it back or something. I think I got cheated.
But how was I holding it back when I was standing behind you, sir?
I got no clue. Something. I think that was a fluke. Tonight, when we go back to the gym, I'm going to move that bar.
You know, the number one thing that you got to remember when you're in the gym is you're not there for anybody else. You're there for yourself. Okay. Everybody in there is gonna push you to be a better version of you. Okay. You might find a couple assholes in there. Let's just be real. You got a couple guys in there that don't know proper gym etiquette and stuff like that. They go to the gym every day, and then everybody doesn't like them or want to be around them when they're working out, and that's because they're rude. Certain things you don't do, you know, like, it's okay to have a camera and record your gains and stuff like that, but if you're doing TikTok fucking dances and you haven't lifted a fucking weight, I mean, get the fuck out of the gym. You have no reason to be in there. And here goes the other thing. People who are overweight, I'm overweight, okay? But I'm still under beast moding out, okay? People who are overweight, the gym is where you need to be. You are going to see different types of people with different shapes and sizes, and they all are there with the same common goal, and that is to be motivated to lose weight. Find a gym buddy. Gym buddies are great. Amazing.
Especially when it comes to accountability, because we all know there's some days you don't want to be at the gym. You want to be like, fuck this shit. I just take a day off. And the important part of having that gym body is the fact that it's going to hold you accountable and be like, yeah, no bullshit. You're coming over here. You're going to the gym, man.
Find that friend that will go into your house and drag your ass out of bed.
Damn right. Go to the fucking gym.
That's it. I'm telling you. Those are the friends that I would want around me. All right, because again, you got to look at it from a different perspective. The days that you don't want to go to the gym and you decide to sleep in and you decide not to go, are you really benefiting yourself doing that? The answer is no, right? So a friend who will literally come in and drag your ass out of bed, dude, so that way you can better yourself, those are the type of people that you want in your corner. I'm just going to tell you that right now, man. Because it all depends on how you look at it, right? So that's one of the things that, you know, the creatine and doing the proper diet and stuff like that, that's one of the things that you start to realize as you get older, is that the people that are dragging you out to do something productive are the people you want in your corner. Success is based off of how hard you work and the people you keep around, your company you keep around. You want to be successful, be around people who want to pull you out when you don't want to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah. So everybody out there, make sure, pull your gym body out. Go to the fucking gym.
Yep.
And go get some. And that's actually...
Lift things up and put them down. That's all you're doing. That's literally all you're doing in the gym. You're lifting things up and you put them down. You do that on a daily basis. You can pick up a fork and eat 5 plates of food. Can you lift up a dumbbell?
Ding, ding.
You know
ding,
what I'm saying? Ding. To compensate for those 5 plates of food you ate. It's not hard. No. You just got to do it. And another thing is, I have a MMA fight coming up in May.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that, man. Oh, yep. Man. Oh, man.
Heavyweight championship. I can't wait. I'm also starting a boxing school in Waterbury, Connecticut, as well as MMA and self-defense studio. So if anybody really wants to learn proper health, self-defense, how to defend yourself, and how to be on the offensive instead of being on the defensive all the time, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. You know, I'm sure you heard a lot of coaches in any sports or anything say that. They also say the best offense is a good defense, right? So with my program that I'm going to be teaching, I'm going to be teaching you how to be offensive and defensive at the same time. Again, if you can prevent a fight, that's always number one. If you got to run away, run away. Okay. Anybody who is a true martial art or boxing coach or practitioner will tell you, do not attack somebody. But if you're in a position where you can't, then I'm your guy. I'm going to teach you how to take somebody to the ground, put them in the proper chokehold, put them in arm bars, leg locks, whatever you got to do to get away, get up and go. I am your guy. If you are a female and you're in distress, I'm sorry to say it, but there's a lot of creepy men out there. I'm going to show you how to take their balls from them. Okay, we're gonna do our best to make sure that everybody that goes to my program listens, follows instructions, and keeps a safe, healthy life. That's number one. That's key.
Absolutely. And if you're lucky enough, you might actually even make it to the attack force and rescue some people from ancestral trafficking.
That comes with the territory.
Or even go catch some pedophiles and the whole nine yards.
Oh,
yeah.
Them oh, dude, they have a sad thing coming for them. Any one of you pedophiles or sex offenders or anybody who preys on children or women, I'm telling you right now, man, and I'm not saying this to sound like a tough guy because I don't think I'm a tough guy. I think I'm the right guy, okay? There's a difference between being a tough guy and being the right guy. Well, you got the right one because I'm telling you, I'm coming for you and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm coming. And there's literally nothing you can do about it. I can't wait till I meet y'all.
Oh, yeah. 1, 2, think it's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your doors.
No, man, you that fucked. Door, that locked door doesn't mean shit. I'm running through it.
Kaboom, gone. Oh, yeah. So don't forget, man. He got everything that we've been talking about today and so on. It's going to be on iHeartMedia, Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime, Whole Nine Yards, YouTube. You can also go to the Facebook page and Diaz Tag Force page, find it there. But at the same time, where can they find you directly? And not your middleman, it's just that you're providing so much great value and you are such a great asset, not only to the Tag Force, but to everything as well. But if anybody wants to contact you directly and see what Tank is doing himself, how can they do that?
Okay, so first things first, I do have a YouTube channel. I am also going to be starting a podcast here shortly. My podcast is going to be based off of, you know, kind of like a Joe Rogan experience. I'm going to be doing a lot of talks with college professors, mainly people from Yale University right in New Haven, Connecticut. It's going to be a lot about technology. It's going to be a mix of different things. Health. We're going to be diving into like trending topics on YouTube or things that are, you know, reactions and stuff like that. But most importantly, we're going to be based off of facts. I want facts. If it ain't factual, it's not worth watching. So if you want to learn about different things such as astrology, chimpanzees, you want to learn about jaguars, you want to, like, the possibilities are endless. We're going to be learning about all different types of things. And most importantly, my goal is to tap into their nature, their mindset. So it's going to be pretty interesting as far as that goes. Especially when you're trying to be an animal yourself, you might as well learn about the kings out there and even go on far beyond what is imaginable. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a couple of people that I really want to get in contact with. Dr. Nielsen, I want to get a hold of him. There's a lot of people that I really want to talk to, and we're gonna make that happen.
Absolutely. So there you go. If you got any connections if you are connected to the names that he mentioned and so on, do us a big favor, send him this podcast. All his links to the social media will be also on the show notes.
And another thing, I just want to let everybody know that on my channels, there's going to be absolutely no clickbait. I'm one of the realest people you'll ever meet. If I think it's garbage and I promote and I'm going to put it up there, I'm going to be like, this video's trash. It's going to go up because I could still use the views, but if it's trash, it's trash, okay? So I'm just going to be 100% honest with my viewers, and I'm going to be working hard and hopefully not make trash content because, again, that's not what this is about. I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to be a better version of myself, and in the same process, I want to take people on this journey, on this ride. So that's the main important thing. You know,
absolutely. Any last words you guys for the viewers? Anything yes, you want to let them know yes. on this episode?
If you guys want to learn self-defense, if you want to learn anything like that, you can give me a call. I will personally, this is the first time exclusively I'm releasing my cell phone number.
Whoa.
You can call me at 207-506-3363. And I'm telling you right now, if the other thing is, if you're out of state, okay, and you want to still learn self-defense, then I will even schedule private one-on-one video calls.
Wow.
I will do whatever I can to make sure that you guys are safe, and we will work hard together. Again, this is all part about the task force, okay? When it comes to the DS task force, all and everybody is welcome, except pedophiles.
Oh yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, you're done, son. Oh, I'm coming for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You gotta have some fun with this stuff. Yeah. You know, like, this is what life is about. Got some pedophiles.
Oh yeah.
Help great people. Help them get better.
Hey, and Dennis, I'm gonna borrow your mom's chicleta for when I see one of them. They're getting one of those. Chicleta!
Oh boy, here we go. And you're Hispanic. You know about the chancleta, man.
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming.
Un poquito habla español no mucho.
Oh, yeah. We're bilingual up in here.
My brother right there. My brother right there. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe one of these days we'll do an episode in fully Spanish.
Oh, yeah. No, not me. Not me. I'm not there yet. I'll get there one day. Let's work on one thing at a time. We got to do the DS task force.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And we're about to head to the gym, too.
More like seven things at once, because we got the gym, then we got the podcast, then we got the YouTube, then we got iHeartRadio, then we got Roku, then we got all these. Oh, man, dude. I'm telling you, it's like seven things back to back to back to back. And then we got to get the campsite ready, because don't forget.
April 15th.
You know it. It's open.
Oh, yeah. And you guys can
go
to DesiCampingAdventures.com.
Yes, sir.
And you can rent my campsite. You can rent the RV. It's a whole lot of fun.
I'm telling you, man. Me and Dennis have been working on that thing for the past almost month now. And I got to tell you, it is so cool. The features in that thing's amazing. It is a Winnebago, so it's like the creme of la creme of RVs.
Oh, yeah. And
if you like to travel, you want to go somewhere, you want to do something, and you want to do it on a budget that is worth it, just rent the dang RV, man. Like, I'm telling you right now, I've almost scheduled, and if I was to do that, I mean, that means that there will be less money involved, because, again, you know, I get a discount because I'm a brother from another mother. But I'm not going to do that. Again, I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize, you know, other people from actually renting this thing out and having a good time with their family. Because if I was to rent it out, it would just be for me. I ain't got no kids or nothing. And I'll just... I don't see that being a good thing, especially when people have kids and stuff, and how difficult it is to book vacations and hotel rooms and everything is so expensive.
Ooh,
you know, so get the RV, drive to where you want to go. You want to go to Disney World, rent the RV, drive to dang Disney World. And here's the best part. You have a place to sleep. You don't have to worry about hotel fees and it's got a stove, it's got a fridge, it's got all these things. So it's like, you don't even need to worry about eating out when you're at the hotel room. I mean, there's just so many benefits to having this thing. It's so cool. And it's beautiful. Oh, man, it's gorgeous, man. I want it.
And that's it, too.
I do want it.
Oh, yeah. And it was fun when seeing his face when we actually put it to the camping site.
Man. I fell in love with the thing. Oh, man. Listen, the canopy that comes out. It's got outside. It's got an outside radio. You can play music from the outside of the thing. It's so cool. Especially if you want to get together, have a couple beers with the guys, watch football. Dude, do it in the freaking Winnebago. It's so freaking awesome. It's got... it's so cool because it's got, we're getting Wi-Fi put up soon. I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities that we're doing with this thing. I mean, we're just decking this thing out. It's so cool. I love this freaking thing. I want it. I want it bad.
Pretty soon, I gotta get my boy one of those. Tank is gonna have it Winnebago, but what we'll get like an M1 tank and turn that into an RV. If anybody can donate an M1 tank or any sort of tank to the Diaz Task Force, we'll highly appreciate it. We'll turn it to a Winnebago. We'll make a several series of it as well. Put it on YouTube, the whole nine yards. And we can actually use that Winnebago RB M1 tank to actually, when we go out and do the rescues as well, a lot of times.
I already have something in mind for that, sir. Something you had idea about. I've been working behind the scenes, making a couple calls and seeing if I can get a hold of one. Let's just say they're not as expensive as you would think they are. So pretty much what it is, it's pretty much like a tank. Everything's bulletproof. It has like an executive chairs and TV, and like the screen comes up for privacy. Oh, it's so cool. I have to show you what I'm talking about. I forget the exact name of it, but it's like, it's perfect.
Nice.
It's got bulletproof tires that don't deflate, so if we ever get shot at, run flat. So if we get shot at, the tires stay up to par. Like, this thing is like, it's got a fucking steel bar in the front, so you could drive through buildings if you need to.
Blow.
Oh yeah, it's a tank. It's a tank for sure, bro.
I want a real tank though. Let's get one.
We don't need all that, man. We just need something to protect us from hellfire and something that could go through walls. You know what I'm saying?
These spitfires are so.
But this thing you can mount on the roof. You can mount a 50 cal.
Oh, cool! So you got the Terrence.
Oh yeah. Especially if we're gonna be dealing with stuff down on the south of the border. We need to make sure that we are, you know,
ready.
Oh, we ready.
If you know, you know, guys. If you know, you know. Yes, that's sir. For sure. Cool. So we're going to go ahead and cut it nice and short this time, only about 30 minutes. And we're going to get me and Tank. I'm going to get ready. I'm going to edit this, make sure that it goes tomorrow, 7 p.m. in the morning. If you're hearing it, it came out today, nice and early. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that this happens. And me and Tank, we're going to get ready to go to the gym and do what we do best. Make sure everybody out there, be vigilant to your children. Make sure you guys love your children. Kiss your children. Hold on, Tank. God, one more thing.
Especially when it comes to working out. So a lot of these bodybuilders, if you notice, they're bulked up, man. They don't have mobile muscle. Okay? You can be bulk all you want, man, but again, like, what does that do for you? It does nothing. You can't run. You can't wipe your ass. You can't scratch your back. You can't go. You can't freaking put on deodorant. Okay, it's fucking terrible. Mobile. You want mobile muscle, which means that you want to be jacked, but you want to be able to move. You want to be able to be flexible. That's another thing that creatine also helps with. It helps with developing mobile muscle. It helps you with flexibility. It helps you with certain things. Don't be like these guys on trend and steroids who are just trying to look all jacked up and stuff that it looks gross. It's not natural. I don't care what anybody says. If they got acne on their back, they got acne on their chest, and their chest is pulling apart, okay? Those are all telltale signs that they're on trend or some sort of steroid. If you're a female, look at their balls. If their balls are fucking shrinking and they're pissing on their balls because they can't piss in the toilet because their shit's so fucking small, 9 times out of 10, they're taking steroids. It's not fucking worth it.
No steroids for you. Now, you do want to do everything nice and natural.
Natural.
So you last longer, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's another thing. That the heart health and the health in general of these bodybuilders that are lifting so much and doing so much. I mean, they get paralyzed. I mean, look at what happened to Ronnie Coleman. I mean, he's a great. He was amazing, you know, with the type of feats that he was doing and the type of strength that he was lifting and all the stuff that he was doing. But again, look what happened. He started lifting 600 pounds and felt pop, pop, pop in his back. And now the poor guy's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, that
sucks. These are the facts of what can happen if you don't take your time, and if you're not careful with how you work out and what you do to be cognitive, to be alert, to be ready, to be precise. You know, you don't want to get injured. So again, find a gym buddy, get him to drag your ass out of bed, stop being a lazy fat fuck, and get out there and do something. That's it.
About your emotion stays in motion. About your rest stays at rest. Be the one that stays in motion and do a lot of positive things with that motion. I love you all. Make sure you guys check us out. We got Task Force, DesiCampingAdventures.com. If you want to take your family camping and the whole nine yards, this has been an episode of The Hunt Live with Tank. And we will do a lot more of these as we keep learning. Tank, again, thank you very much, my brother.
And no problem, love brother. You, man. You know it. Anytime.